listening to SBS Japanese podcast Bilingual Chit Chat, and I'm your host, Yumi Oba. In this podcast series, we welcome people with Japanese heritage, or those who have connection to Japan and their culture. Perhaps you have visited the country before, or you are studying the language. Regardless, we want to hear your story. So here in Bilingual Chit Chat, we hear from talents and their families in both Japanese and English. 日本にルーツを持つ方、日本語を学んでいる方、日本をこよなく愛する方、日本語を流暢に話せなくても自身のストーリーを伝えたい、日本への愛を話したい、そんなゲストに日英でインタビューするポッドキャストです。 Today I'm joined by Loli and Pengi from A-Muse Project, a six-member vocal and dance group hailing from Brisbane, Queensland. Thank you so much for joining SBS.
Thank you for having us.
Loli, I believe you are a founder, leader, and producer of the group. Tell me, how did a Muse project begin?
小さい頃からアイドル好きだったので、もちろんアイドルアニメも好き。And around 2014, this one anime called Love Live was really popular. So I always used to dance in my bedroom to these kinds of songs. And at the time, I really wanted to cover a Love Live song. So I just went on Facebook and I asked a bunch of people like, hey, who wants to dance together?And so since then, we've not just done that, but we've also made our own music and traveled all across Australia.
And I believe all of you have a color and some kind of a role in the group. So what color are you, Pengi? And can you tell me a little bit about other members too?
Hi, pink member で、ロリちゃん、紫メンバーです。A-Muse は6人のメンバーです。メンバーはいろいろな仕事があります。私の役割はグラフィックデザインです。ブランドアイデンティティとグッズと管理しています。
Loli, you told me just before that you did a call out to see who wants to do the performance with you. So all of you didn't know each other till then?
Acquaintances, I would say. So we knew each other, but we weren't close. But, you know, I would say now we're like super close friends. Like we see each other three or four times a week and we've done everything together. We've worked together.And we have a fairly stable lineup these days.
Cosplay 中に出会いました。
Just in general, like we liked to cosplay. And a lot of us liked idol anime. So eventually when I made the call out, like, you know, do people want to dance? A bunch of us ended up coming together.
日本のアイドルグループのようにメンバーは出たり入ったりしますか？
メンバーは、確かに、出たり入ったりしますね。でも、オリジナル曲を作り始めてから、2019年ぐらい、メンバーのラインナップは変わっていない。A-Muse は完全にセルフプロデュースとして、メンバーは最初から友達だった。
Hey. Pengi, I want to ask you first, what attracted you to this Japanese idol culture, which I think is quite unique in the world?
I think when I saw it for the first time, it just totally struck me because it was so different to anything else that I'd seen before. And like being exposed to it through any song, like, you know, I would go and look up the videos on YouTube and I, you know, would see the dancing and like the costumes along with the songs and all of the different genres of music. And I was just like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.And like the combination with the anime, like with Love Live as well. Like when I joined A-Muse to do the cosplay side of A-Muse in the very beginning, Loli would kind of, you know, come into the chat and be like, here's this artist, like here's Wasta, here's Cyber. Like you should try listening to this artist. And on her recommendation, I feel like I became more deeply interested in idols. And now I think I engage withthe idol culture more than I do with like anime anymore.
Loli-san はどうですか? How about you, Loli? What attracted you to the Japanese idol culture?
まあ、アイドル曲はいろんなタイプがありますね。ポップとかロックとかラップと EDM とか全部好きです。このジャンルが様々な世界観をめちゃくちゃ好きだった。そしてキラキラな衣装?もうめちゃくちゃ好き。18歳の時、日本に初めて行ったし、地下アイドルの世界を発見しました。最高楽しかったと思ったし、オーストラリアは この文化は全然いないね。だから、I thought it would be nice if we could do something like that in Australia as well. As for inspirations, もう解散したけど、サイバーというグループがめちゃくちゃ好きだった。はい、サイバーもセルフプロデュースしましたし、プロデューサーのリナハムさんはめちゃくちゃ不思議の世界観があった。それよりワックと46のグループといろんな地下アイドルグループ好きです。はい。
You mentioned that you guys have your original song. So who creates the music?
私たち世界中でいろいろなプロデューサーに働きます。So we work with different producers all around the world. And we also, we tend to like brainstorm together about what types of songs we want to make and then pass that. Lovekey tends to write our lyrics and Kate also writes some melodies sometimes as well, depending on what the producers give us.
It ends up being fairly collaborative. Usually what will happen is that Lovekey, because we like to produce songs in both English and Japanese, what will happen typically in a normal songwriting process for us is, yeah, we'll work on brainstorming the concept together and then we'll seek out producers to collaborate with that I guess suit the vision that we're going for. And then we'll work together with them to have something that suits both of our images. And then typically we'll have Lovekey write some English lyrics and usually I will go in and write like a Japanese equivalent. And just because, you know, I'm still not completely fluent myself, we'll often check it with one of our past members who used to cosplay with us. She is a native Japanese speaker, so we'll often check that with her or get her advice on things. And then, yeah, we do all of our choreography ourselves, so the whole process is very, like, self-produced.
You spoke of how you guys started as a cover artist, but then you gradually transitioned to original. Why the transition?
2019年ぐらいにメンバーがたくさんあります。We had about 12 members at the time, a lot of people. And その時メンバーが仕事と勉強と some people wanted to get married. So it was just, you know, we had a lot of members that were in different stages of their lives. Additionally, around this time, I had gone to Japan too for the first time and I'd gone and experienced a bunch of the live music scene myself. And up to this point, we just performed at like little anime conventions and like Japanese culture events around the city. But at this point, we thought we wanted to create our own music. And so around that time, we had a meeting and we were saying, you know, we want to do things more seriously, basically who's in, who's out. And so we had a big transition around that time. We had a lot of members graduate, and then we kind of started just phasing into slowly working on our own stuff, doing our own music, our own shows, and really just trying to bring the kind of music culture we saw in Japan, but also infuse it with a distinctly Australian identity.
Are you guys a full-time entertainer or do you have another job or are you studying?
I think if we could do AMIs full-time, we all would. Like everybody would down tools and be like, we are idols full-time now. But until that time comes, we've all got other jobs.
私は学生とアレックスちゃんも学生です。ペンギちゃんとラブキちゃんとケイトちゃんなどなど、みんなが働いています。はい。だからみんなめちゃくちゃ忙しい。
And so what are the audience like? What kind of people come and watch you?
前に自分のライブ、we used to hold shows in a church. 他のベニュー、ライブしたいけど、高いすぎて。When we went to the church, we basically were saying, you know, we don't have any funds to work with at this stage. Particularly over the last couple of years, as things kind of became more difficult for a lot of places financially. And churches, you know, I would say we don't have any members in AMUs who are openly religious, but churches typically are a great little community center that will offer their little venues for cheap. So we would perform at a couple of churches and they would let us hold shows there. We did have a regular gig at this one church for a few years. And so we would hold a show there every single month. I would say our audience really varied. We had a lot of people come that were into anime and manga, but I think particularly after the transition, a lot of our members are still trying to catch up Japanese ability to what we had before. So I think at the moment, for a while, we're very focused on like the cosplay, anime, manga crowd. And then occasionally you had four fans of like Chika Idol that would come to see what we did because it was a very similar kind of performance. I think at the moment, most of us are studying Japanese so that we can kind of fill in the gaps of where we were before and just reach out to those kinds of audiences more.
And I know that you have some performance coming up in the Oz Asia Festival in Adelaide. Do you think you can tell me a little bit about this?
週末に Oz Asia Festival ライブします。So on Sunday for the Oz Asia Festival, we will be in Adelaide performing as a part of the night market. We will be on Sunday. The exact time is escaping me right now. Pengi, do you remember this off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I believe we are performing at 6:30.
今回は Amuse Project のサブユニットポリサーライブします。Myself, Pengi and Rinya will be appearing as part of our subunit Pulsa, just representing AMUs. And we have a 60-minute set and we've put a lot of work into doing a really high-energy set. We've got some originals, we've got some covers in there. Some of the songs that we'll be performing that are originals in our set include Love Language and also Wave. And these were part of our EP that we released last year called Opalescent. And that EP's concept is basically showing all the different kinds of like facets of ourselves as a group. So there's various concepts kind of displayed on the album. And we worked with a bunch of producers on it. And I think there's some really great songs on there. So Wave and Love Language, I think, are a great representation of what we have to offer. I hope people enjoy listening to them. So zehi zehi, kite kudasai.
And tell me about your goals and plans for AMUSE Project.
We really like to perform overseas. Earlier, we planned to do a live in Tokyo in 2020, which didn't go through because of the pandemic. So having a live in Tokyo is something that all of the members aspire to. And I think for the next couple of years, we'd really like to focus on making some more music as well, because I think myself and all of the other members really enjoy that kind of like creative expression that comes from making music and creating the whole package of an album. Like the music itself, the creation is really satisfying, but also making the visuals and videos and costumes and stuff that go along with a piece of music is very fulfilling. We hope to be doing a lot more of that in the near future.
自分的には, I really want to do like outdoor matsuri. I really like those kinds of like natsu matsuri events with that are just really high energy. It's really hot. Like you can spray a bunch of water around everywhere. The energy of that kind of event's really good. So that's something I personally want to do. 他のメンバーはいつか日本にライブできたらいいなとこんな感じがありますね。
I think the short-term goal is that we really like to become a better dancer. As I dance a lot on stage, but I always think that it's a skill that I would really like to improve and become more proficient at. And I also like Loli. 夏祭りに行きたいです。
日本語を良くになりたい。だから、
私も。
まあ、小学校に少しだけ日本語勉強します。でも、コロナの時に全然喋られない。だから、めちゃくちゃ悪くになったと思います。なので、良くになったらいいなと思います。
You know, singing itself is a skill, but to sing in another language is to another level. Why do you do this? It must be quite difficult and challenging.
まあ、初めにアニソンカバーしましたので、もちろん日本語に歌います。でも今は I think our audience came to us because they like J-pop and we also really like J-pop. So I think even as we create music in more of a hybrid model these days, we don't want to, I guess, completely lose our roots. And that's a big challenge for us because that requires us to step up to the occasion and learn. But I think being able to do that helps us to grow. So it's a fun challenge. And I hope that we can keep getting better because we've still got a long way to go.
A message to the audience who hasn't heard or watched AMUSE yet.
To everybody out there who hasn't listened to AMUSE before, if you want to listen to something different and you want to support a local artist with a unique project,
please listen to Amuse. We would love your support and we hope that you'll enjoy our energetic songs.
Amuse プロジェクトは完全にセルフプロデュースのアイドルグループです。 Amuse プロジェクトの曲はいろんなタイプがありますので、I think you'll find something you like. So ぜひぜひ応援してください。
This was SBS Japanese Podcast Bilingual Chit Chat. For more from SBS Japanese, head over to sbs.com.au/Japanese.